This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies yesterday in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushmandi. He sharpened the BJP's pitch on identity and infiltration in the state, promising to implement the Uniform Civil Code to end what he called the politics of appeasement.
राष्ट्र की सुरक्षा हमारे लिए सर्वोपरि है भाजपा का संकल्प है बंगाल में यूसीसी लागू कर तुष्टीकरण की राजनीति को हमेशा के लिए खत्म किया जाएगा अब बंगाल फैसला कर चुका है अपनी अस्मिता अपनी पहचान और अपने भविष्य के लिए अब बंगाल आशोल परिवर्तन करके रहेगा हमारे बंगाल का इतिहास रहा है बंगाल जब परिवर्तन की ठान लेता है तो उसे दुनिया की कोई ताकत रोक नहीं पाती है
Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Midnapur and Jhargram. She accused BJP of plotting to divide Bengal through NRC and religious polarization. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April the 23rd and April the 29th. Talks between the United States and Iran are underway in the Pakistani capital Islamabad, with the White House confirming that the negotiations are taking place face-to-face. The White House said the meeting marks the highest level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. It added that a full team of U.S. experts is present in Islamabad, while additional experts are supporting the talks from Washington. Amid talks, U.S. President Donald Trump said it made no difference whether a deal was reached with Iran. Speaking to reporters, President Trump added that operations in the Strait of Hormuz were going on and asserted that the United States had already won.
Getting a lot of reports. They've been meeting for many hours, as you probably have noticed. We'll see what happens. Look, regardless, we win. We totally defeated that country. And so let's see what happens. Maybe they make a deal, maybe they don't.
According to Iranian state media, now the third and decisive round of talks is underway in Islamabad. After two earlier rounds, this is being seen as a final attempt to reach an agreement on Iran's reported 10-point proposal to end the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday, where discussion focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that all user fee payments at national highway fee plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payments Interface, UPI, from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the Model Code of Conduct currently in force due to the ongoing electoral process. In archery, Indian compound women's trio of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Madhura Dhaman Gaonkar and Pragati clinched the gold medal at the World Cup Stage 1 in Puebla, Mexico today. It marked India's first medal of the season opening event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.